Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, we are back with the second half of the Curtain Call podcast. My name is Michael Beck, joined as always by Jeffrey Benedict. Jeffrey, what did you think of JT O'Sullivan and that little interview we had there?
I always enjoy his stuff. I watch his channel a lot. As people from the who go to the website know, I do a lot of film rooms. I have no clue what it's like being a quarterback. I've never played quarterback outside of backyard football. So for me, I started watching his film before he was doing college breakdowns on the quarterbacks. I was watching his stuff on like how quarterbacks read the defense. Why do quarterbacks do this? Why do you see this coverage, like breakdown things and pass protection? Oh, he has so many videos on there. I don't know if people know this. The QB school was originally designed to help young quarterbacks learn to play the quarterback position better. He has a lot of courses designed for that, which if you know someone who's a young quarterback or wants to get better playing quarterback, sure, yeah, hook them up with that. But also, if you just want to learn more about football from a quarterback perspective, it's a great channel. There's all kinds of things on there. And his film rooms on this on this quarterback class are incredible. He has over 12 hours of film on the major guys. He has like four episodes on Mac Jones. He has 2 hours of film work on Zach Wilson. And if you join his Patreon, he has even more. He does full game breakdowns. It's incredible. So he is a great resource for that kind of quarterback idea. And you don't get hot takes. You don't really get rankings as much as we even saw here. He's not really as much into ranking the quarterbacks as just breaking down their film and showing, hey, on this play, they did this badly. On this play, they did this really well. And it's really great to see what the quarterbacks actually play like and get an idea, because he'll cover, you know, what the offensive concepts are, what the defense is doing, what you would expect the quarterback to do, or what you would expect from an offense with this design. It's really fascinating, really good stuff to watch, and it's helped me a lot understand how quarterbacks view the game for when I'm breaking down film. So I loved it, and I love most of the things he does, but the Ben Roethlisberger, his take on Ben Roethlisberger was phenomenal. If you haven't seen it, go to the QB School on YouTube and search for his episode on Ben Roethlisberger. One of the great things he shows in there is Ben Roethlisberger throwing plays where he's like, all right, if you look at the defense, like, and you look at this play, the open throw is this guy, and instead Ben Roethlisberger throws to this guy for a touchdown. Like, and you shouldn't make that throw. It's not the throw you should make when you see the defense and you see that, but he just does it. And he says in there, he's like, but that's just Big Ben doing Big Ben things. And it stood out to me that is Ben Roethlisberger making plays where he shouldn't make plays. And then it also helps explain why some days when his accuracy isn't fully there or he's just not having quite as good of a game, he's making horrible plays. He's making the same throws. It's just to the other team because he doesn't have it that day.
And I can't stress enough, how often are you getting film breakdown from someone who's played in the NFL for over a decade? Like, you're not finding that anywhere else. So as much as we plug behind the steel curtain, if you want some great quarterback breakdown, make sure you're following JT, the quarterback school. He is giving you a ton of information. But as for us, we know a thing or two about quarterbacks and the Pittsburgh Steelers, I would hope. Jeffrey, as we sit here today, do you think this team will end up drafting another quarterback in a couple weeks' time?
I don't think they do. I don't think they do. I think they really are high on Mason Rudolph. And as JT was plugging Dwayne Haskins, he's high on him. There's potential there. There's much more potential, I think, there than when some of the other, you know, projects we've picked up and kind of given a shot. He's got talent. It's still there. It's whether he's able to put it together and get it going inside of the Pittsburgh offense.
Yeah. You know what? My kind of bold take on this one, I feel like if he becomes an undrafted free agent, that being Ian Book, I think they might try to look to bring him in, not necessarily to be the next great quarterback, just because they've talked about adding someone. And Ian Book is a guy, I believe he ran like a 4.39 at Notre Dame's Pro Day. And they could look to do what the Patriots did with Julian Edelman or the Steelers once did with Hines Ward, these guys that were quarterbacks before and moving them out to receiver positions. Do you think the Steelers could opt to go a route like that and try to pick someone up with the athletic upside that could transition another spot just to try to maybe fill two holes at the same time?
I think with a guy like Matt Canada as offensive coordinator, you can't rule it out because that's the kind of player that you could put in, like they tried to do with Josh Dobbs, where they put him in for certain running plays. You could do that with an Ian Book, but you could also use him, you know, if he shows he can play other positions, you could use him in other ways and still have the option of him throwing the ball. It's definitely a possibility. I think it's a guy that you could pick up late and kind of take a wild card on.
So we did talk a bit about Ben Roethlisberger in the first part here. I'm curious. We did ask JT how long we thought Ben would play, but I'm curious your thoughts on this one. Do you think this really is the swan song for Benjamin Todd or Roethlisberger, or is he coming back for more?
I think he will play more. He's a football player. I mean, you watch how he plays the game. He loves the game. He lives and dies on the field. He's just a football player. And I don't think he's ready to hang it up. I don't know when he will be, but I think we've got at least two seasons out of him.
Now, with this, do you think Ben Roethlisberger could be a guy that just plays until the Steelers say, look, Ben, you don't have it anymore. You're done. Is that kind of what we're kind of looking at here?
I think he has people around him that will tell him that. Because he seems like if you watch the Bigger Than Ben, like YouTube series he put out, he trusts people to tell him, hey, you know, you're not doing it. You need to shut it down. You need to, you know, this is the process you need to go through. You're too banged up. You know, I think if it comes down to the point for me with Ben, I think it will be the point where his injuries, where he's physically not able to handle the workload, where he's physically not able to do it enough. And I think at that point he's got people that will tell him, hey, you know, it's time to shut it down.
Yeah, and, you know, I definitely agree with that as well. I think we were talking about it the other day, but if Ben Roethlisberger were to even win a Super Bowl this year, I'm not sure if he's hanging his cleats up for that either. I think there's something to be said for Ben or Terry Bradshaw having four, and that might try to drive Ben to try to match the all-time leader when it comes to this franchise. Do you think that's reasonable to expect, or if lightning struck and the Steelers are hoisting a Lombardi, would this be would that make a swan song for Ben?
I think that would, because I think seeing how Jerome Bettis went out, but if Ben thought we could win another one, he'd be like, you know what? We're going to go get another one. We're going to go get number four. I could see him also doing that. Like, yeah, he, in my opinion, Ben is just that guy. He's going to keep playing until he can't, until he just can't make throws. I remember when Hines Ward said he was going to play until he couldn't outrun it, until he couldn't run away from defenders anymore. And then he played well past that.
Yep.
He played two seasons past that. That's kind of how I view Ben. I think Ben's going to play until the people he trusts tell him, hey, it's you're done. You really need to stop.
Yeah, I can totally see that happening as well. Now, before we kind of move on to the other quarterbacks, I'm curious to know what you think on this. Ben Roethlisberger, of course, has two Super Bowl rings. Two out of three. Been to three, of course. Do you think that's more impressive to do in the free agency era where you typically teams win the Super Bowl and the talent kind of just immediately kind of spills out because their contract value skyrockets? Do you think 2-3 is as equal as 4-4 back in an era before free agency even existed?
No, it's still the same in my opinion. Because while the Steelers had that team together for so long, Dallas Cowboys did too. The Oakland Raiders had really good teams and they kept those teams together. So you're facing off against teams that know you. Like they were facing teams that knew them, that they had bad blood between them. And it's a lot of the same players. It's really hard to go in and consistently beat someone who knows you. As we know with the Ravens and Steelers, even if one team's clearly better, it's still a tough, tough win. So for me, the changes and the differences, they kind of offset. And I think it's just about as impressive in either any era.
Now, before we even get to training camp and figuring out where Dwayne Haskins stands, do you have any opinion on who you think will end up being the number two to Ben Roethlisberger this year? Is it clear cut that this is Mason Rudolph? Is Dwayne Haskins just a camp arm per se, or is there something really kind of brewing here at that backup quarterback spot?
I think it's going to be Mason Rudolph, simply because I think you're going to have to see Mason Rudolph struggle for Dwayne Haskins to get a chance. Just same way Devlin Hodges had to. The Steelers have an investment in Mason Rudolph. They have almost no investment at all in Dwayne Haskins. He's going to have to really outplay Mason Rudolph to take Mason Rudolph's job. This is not at all a fair competition. This is not a straight up, you know, whoever's better wins that job. It's not going to be that. Dwayne Haskins has to really outplay Mason Rudolph to take that spot from him.
I completely agree with you on that one. And I guess when we even look further ahead to 2022, Ben Roethlisberger will be a free agent, as will Mason Rudolph. Dwayne Haskins will be a restricted free agent. So that basically means if he makes a team this year, that tender, I'm sure, will be picked up, especially because an original round tender would cost significantly less because he is that first round pick. Now, who do you kind of foresee being the quarterback in 2022, a year from now? Could that person potentially not even be on the roster as we sit here today?
If I had to set odds for it, I'm going to go 40% Ben Roethlisberger, 50% chance it's Mason Rudolph, and 10% chance it's Dwayne Haskins. I don't think it's going to be anyone off the roster because I really don't think the Steelers add anyone this season.
So let's just say there's a world where this Russell Wilson trade talk explodes again, or any quarterback, or say Matt Ryan gets released because Atlanta drafted a quarterback this year. Could they kind of dive into that market if someone is available that is kind of viewed as a franchise type guy?
I don't think so. I don't think the Steelers would. That's kind of not their move. That's kind of like really not the Steelers' move. They like taking a guy and having him for his whole career. I wouldn't see it. I can't see them, especially if it's a trade. I really can't see them trading because a trade for a veteran quarterback is kind of a, like, you're creating a 3 or 4 year window because you're missing out on a lot of picks to develop beyond that. And so you're like, we're here now and we're going to really invest in this team the next three or four seasons. And then you're, you know, what's after that? You don't know.
And that's a good point as well, because when it comes to drafting these guys, we're seeing this year the top quarterbacks, potentially guys that shouldn't be first-round picks, will be selected, possibly in the top five. Will this team ever be bad enough to get one of these top quarterbacks, or is that going to kind of be the thorn in the side of this team until potentially this defense starts to break apart, or who even knows what happens down the road? But will they ever be bad enough to get a quarterback that is viewed as one of the top of a draft class?
Well, they've done it before. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger fell to him. I could see a quarterback falling. The way quarterbacks are now, you know, as many as are being taken, there's still more that are falling. And the league really, in all honesty, is more forgiving. Like, if you picture the league back in 2004 to 2008, and you put this current Ben Roethlisberger in that league, he wouldn't cut it. Like, the physical abuse would be too much for him. Like, he can go in right now and not get hit much. You couldn't do that reliably back then. It's a much easier league for young quarterbacks to develop, in my opinion. It's a lot less punishing when you have a quarterback that is a little bit slow because they just don't have that experience. It's not as harsh for them, and I think that really, really helps let these quarterbacks develop, whereas other times you would have a quarterback who, you know, maybe they could develop into a really good quarterback, but they're not going to get the chance. Like, you think of like a David Carr in Houston, who was really talented, or even Tim Couch in Cleveland, where they had those talent. They had the talent. They just never really developed because they were under fire from the moment they came in. They never really had a chance. I don't see it as bad in the current NFL. And so I think you can find quarterbacks a little later, and I think they eventually will, but you'll probably be a lot like the last time. You'll have some really good starters in there. You'll have some solid guys. You're not likely to get a transition straight from Ben Roethlisberger to, you know, the next franchise quarterback.
With that being said, we know Mike Tomlin was at Ohio State's pro day, getting buddy-buddy with Justin Fields, who perhaps could be the guy that ends up slipping down the draft board. Of course, JT O'Sullivan has him as his number two, as you heard earlier in this podcast. But say a guy like that, or Trey Lance, I'm combining names here. But say someone slips to like 10, 11, 12 in that range, could you potentially see the Steelers making a trade up because someone slides back in that kind of top 10 to where the Steelers might have enough capital to move up for a quarterback? Is this the year to do it, or is that just something they need to wait on?
That would be harsh. Doing that would create a lot of issues, I think, inside the team. Because you've got Ben. Like, you've got holes, too. You need a center. You have these other needs. That would be a big, that'd be a big sign to me that the Steelers don't really want Ben. Like, they're like, oh, he's back this season. Okay, I guess we'll live with that. But, you know, like, that would be that kind of sign to me that they're already checked out on Ben Roethlisberger and they're looking for the next guy. I know a lot of Steeler fans would love that, because a lot of Steeler fans have made that. They've checked out on Ben Roethlisberger and they're like, well, we're not winning one with him. Let's move on to the next guy. I don't think they'd get that past the owner. As you know, consistently said, Rooney's are all in. They are ride or die with Ben Roethlisberger. And I don't think a trade up, trading valuable draft picks to get a quarterback while Ben Roethlisberger is still playing, I don't think Rooney would go for that.
Kind of transitioning a little bit away from the quarterback-centric stuff here. Do you think this team, and again, I know I've asked you this a couple times in the past, but as we get closer to the draft, I want to keep bringing it up. Is there any more clarity on what's going to happen when the Steelers are on the clock at 24, 55, et cetera? Or is it still just kind of a confusing mess because of how many holes this team has?
It's not super clear. I think there's positions we know aren't going to be addressed. But I think it's opened back up quite a bit. I mean, inside linebacker, cornerback, center, offensive tackle, running back. For goodness sakes, tight end could be on there if the right people fall. Quarterback. You know, there's, to me, looking at the draft, there's so many first round talents that you would rate as being worth a 24th pick, that we're going to get one. We're going to get a good talent at that spot. And I think the Steelers have positioned themselves well to take whoever it is in that spot. And so I think it's kind of still up for grabs. It's just, it's going to be based on who falls.
You know, that's kind of my bold take of this draft process, because when you look at what the Steelers historically like to do, they like to their first round picks to be someone whose pro day they attended, and they like drafting underclassmen. And when you look at that like 9-team list of pro days that the Steelers did attend, they're plus factoring out that kind of that age thing, really there is not many names at all that could realistically be that number 24th overall pick, and kind of leads me to believe that they're not exactly going to follow their traditions, which this offseason they haven't done a lot. My kind of bold take for this draft is someone's ridiculous is going to fall. That someone that shouldn't be there at 24 is going to be, because there's going to end up being five quarterbacks, and there's going to end up being X amount or a lot of receivers and some inside linebackers and pass rush. When you start to add it up, especially if a couple running backs were to go before the Steelers, someone silly is going to be there, be it a Christian Darrisaw or Caleb Farley, both happen to be Virginia Tech guys, but guys that shouldn't be there at 24. Is that something you feel like is a real possibility as well?
Absolutely. I also think like mock drafts, we were told before the mock draft season started, right? They were saying, hey guys, you know, NFL teams and mock drafts, this is going to be rough because there's so little knowledge. There's so much less access for the media and for fans. And there's so much less film on these guys and games being played and games being missed that NFL teams are going to have different grades than mocks, even more than usual, which it's a pretty high level of difference already. And yet we're really, again, buying in to the mock drafts. So in my opinion, my bold prediction for the first round is there's going to be 4 to 5 picks before the Steelers that we're like, whoa, no one saw that coming. And so I think someone's going to fall. And I bet the Steelers might even pass on someone that fans are like, how can they pass on that guy? How can they possibly pass on? But just they have more access than us. And they're like, nope, cross him off. We're going to do someone else. I also feel like I should bring up, when Tomlin and Colbert go to a pro day and they visit with a first round pick and they talk to them, that can go bad. They can walk out of the room and say, not that guy, you know, even if they're like saying good things to the guy, cause you don't want to be in for talking to him in his face and be like, hey, we're not going to draft you. We don't like you personally. Like we don't like your parents. We don't like your family. We don't like your hometown and we don't like you. Get out of here. They're not going to do that. Right. So you're not going to hear, oh, they didn't like this guy, but they may be like, hey, we went to their pro day. We saw them. We talked to them, everything. And we decided, no, we're going to go in a different direction. There's so much chaos this year. I am excited to see how the draft plays out. And I think it's going to surprise people.
I completely agree with that. I think there's going to be some names where people are like, who? I thought that was a 4th round pick. It ends up going in the 1st round, and someone that people thought was a deadlock for the 1st round completely sliding out of the 1st or even 2nd round completely. All of that kind of makes sense to me. But when we look at the Steelers right now specifically, and I guess historically, they like to bring a ton of players in for visits. And you see it obviously year in, year out. And in a COVID world, it just isn't possible. And there's these Zoom meetings that we hear about. And a couple times now, I know Zaven Collins and both Najee Harris have been on record and said, the entire Steelers staff has been sitting there on Zoom to interview them. To me, that kind of just says like, yeah, they're probably doing that with everyone they're doing these Zoom meetings for. So it might not necessarily be as special as I think some people want to make it. But with all that being said, and where I'm trying to get to is, for some reason, it feels like Mike Tomlin and Kevin Colbert have been like the stars of the NFL offseason. It seems like their kind of coverage and the amount they've been talked about is crazy, from prospects saying how much they love their meetings to media gushing over them. It really is kind of insane, really, when you think about it, how much they've been talked about. What do you think this stems from, and why are Tomlin and Colbert so popular?
I absolutely love the press they're getting and the talking about them. Because if you think about this draft class, is the one they know like the least about. So you are likely to get more picks going to the wrong teams, guys going to teams that don't fit them. You are likely to see this draft class have more turnover. We're already seeing the NFL young guys changing teams more frequently. We're already seeing that. And for this draft class, that could be bigger. To have Mike Tomlin and Kevin Colbert have so many talented young players be like, oh, man, love the Steelers. Had a great talk with Mike Tomlin. Like, you know, like they'd love to play for the Steelers. That could be a very big deal if some of these guys fall. If some of these guys that should be like a fourth round pick end up not getting drafted. Or if they go to training camp and a year from now, they're cut. You know, if they're cut, the Steelers can swoop in. And if you have that relationship, when Mike Tomlin comes and says, man, sorry, the draft didn't work out, but we'd really like you to be a Steeler. And you have that thought from your head from when you were there being like, oh, man, I love talking to Mike Tomlin. And I went to this team and it was awful. Nothing worked out and it didn't fit. I'm going to go to the Steelers. I absolutely love it because there's so much more of the college recruit game, right, going on in the NFL right now, where you saw Marlon Humphreys being like, Juju, you didn't reply to me. I tried to make a pitch to get you to come to the Ravens. That's college football stuff. That is straight up college football stuff. It is spreading into the NFL. It is going to be more prevalent. So for me, Mike Tomlin and Kevin Colbert investing time and energy to be the people that these players want to play for has a lot of value.
Now, before we get to the super chat that's in our comments here, I do want to ask you, I feel like this draft there might be a team that ends up like the 74 Steelers that gets four Hall of Fame players because they just nail it because they're so on it, because we don't know a lot about this draft class. And if someone really kind of dials in and just gets it perfect, they could be that team that's having one of those historic classes that sets you up for multiple championships. On the flip side of that, I think we could see a lot of teams wind up with nothing. Is there concern that the Steelers might be the team that has nothing, or could they make lightning strike twice and have another Hall of Fame filled draft class?
I'd go closer to them having a really good draft class this year, in my opinion. Mostly because of the staff they have in place. We like to talk about the Steelers don't draft running backs and that they haven't had the best luck in finding running backs, but we have different coaches in place than we had then. We talk about the Steelers having no success drafting cornerbacks, but we had trouble using cornerbacks until Terrell Austin came. Like, to me, things have changed so much on the Steelers recently that I'm almost excited to see the Steelers take some positions that they traditionally don't do well at and really find someone good. My concern is we're going to draft an offensive lineman like that would have fit Mike Munchak and Todd Haley, right? And doesn't fit what Matt Canada's doing. So that's kind of my thing is I think a lot of times we're still looking at eyes of, oh, who worked out for us in the past? But there's different people evaluating. There's a different system in place than there was then. So I'm very interested in seeing where the Steelers go and what kind of players they draft, because it's a little up in the air now. We haven't seen a cornerback picked since Terrell Austin and since Minkah Fitzpatrick came to the Steelers, because they didn't pick one last year. And we haven't seen running backs. Like we haven't seen running backs under Matt Canada get picked. Like it's very interesting to see, obviously, Anthony McFarland, who he had a hand with. And it'll be interesting, of course, to see what he does this year. So I'm very interested in what the Steelers are doing. And I think it'll tell us a lot about the Steelers going forward in the draft this season. But it could be very different than what we're used to.
I think we will wrap the show on this super chat from Snowman, who puts $5 in the tip jar. Snowman, thank you for that. He asked, what would be a surprise pick at 24 be like for you? Like, wow, didn't see that coming. Jeffrey, I'll let you answer that one first.
A quarterback. If they pick a quarterback, I will be like, what? I did not see that happening. That is insane. That's it. That's like the only position. Obviously, a guard, a pure guard, would be like, what are you even thinking? That's the only position you really have stable. But yeah, a quarterback would just shock me. I really don't expect the Steelers to get to take a quarterback early.
Yeah, I suppose if someone fell, like a Justin Fields or someone, I just
Justin
can't even,
Fields
like,
at 24,
that'd be crazy. Like
at that point, you're like, at this point, who can we even trade with? Like who can you even trade down with?
Yeah,
like, someone who took an offensive lineman top 10, like they took Penny Sewell, and you're like, okay, I don't know, that would be insane.
Yeah, I think for me, oh man, it's tough. I think a surprise would rather be someone who would be more viewed as like a day two or a day three pick. Because I like genuinely right now, there's not too much that would surprise me outside of one of the top five quarterbacks falling to 24. I couldn't see that happening. Perhaps a Christian Darrisaw, although that's kind of the tackle that to me is like, that could be the guy that slips. So I guess that wouldn't even be a surprise to begin with. So, man, it really is a tough question because of how strange this year is. But I guess with all that being said, Jeffrey, is there anything you want to plug before we get out?
Yeah, we just dropped Dave had the idea for it. We did a vertex on Dave Schofield, the Stack Geek. He had an idea for just doing a vertex comparing Justin Lane and James Pierre. And I'm glad he did. I got to watch film focused directly on James Pierre that I hadn't watched before. And wow, I loved doing the vertex. Go check that out on the website. And other than that, like seriously, go if you are interested in these quarterbacks, if you're interested in this draft class, go check out the QB school. Go out there and look at it. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it really is outstanding content from JT. So thank you to him once again for joining us. When it comes to me, and if you want to continue with some quarterback Steelers content, I had an article drop a couple hours ago at the time of recording, just about people's thoughts on whether or not they would feel if the Steelers took someone at 24. So you can click over to Behind the Steel Curtain to catch that, as well as some other breaking news and commentary, just anything you could dream of. If you're a Steelers fan, that's the place you want to be. So make sure you're listening to the entire family of podcasts here at Behind the Steel Curtain, clicking over to the website, following us on all our social media platforms. For my co-host, Jeffrey Benedict, my name is Michael Beck. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you soon.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.